Track 9 and more news stories. RNLI pair prove that they are ready for anything. A tough training assessment took an unexpected turn for two Tynmouth RNLI volunteers when a real-life call-out interrupted the session. The pair, both named Will, were being evaluated on their advanced inshore lifeboat operating skills for their Tier 2 assessments, which involved demonstrating judgment and competence in high-pressure scenarios. During the assessment, the crew were paged to an incident in the River Teen, and the lifeboat was diverted there to assist a multi-agency response. The two Wills worked with fellow crew members and the Coast Guard, police and ambulance teams in an operation that led to a life being saved. Afterwards, the boat returned to the station and the training assessment continued, resulting in a successful pass for both Wills. It means Will Annell can now serve alongside his father Mark with Tynmouth RNLI. It means Will Annell can now serve alongside his father Mark with Tynmouth RNLI, while Will Burton Jr. is following in the footsteps of his father, Will Burton. Both families have a long-standing connection with the local lifeboat. Will Annell said, "It was a great feeling to find out that I had passed my Tier 2 assessment, especially after all the training and preparation that had gone into it. Having a real pager call during the assessment certainly wasn't something we expected, but it gave us the opportunity to put everything we'd learned into practice in a real-life situation. I'm grateful to everyone who has supported me throughout my training, and I'm looking forward to continuing to develop as part of the Tynmouth crew." Will Burton Jr. said, "I'm really pleased to have passed my Tier 2 assessment, and it's a milestone that I'm incredibly proud of. The call-out during the assessment definitely added an unexpected challenge, but it was a valuable experience and showed just how important the training is when you're faced with a real incident. I'd like to thank everyone at Tynmouth RNLI who has helped and supported me along the way. I'm looking forward to continuing my journey as part of the crew." Andy Lilburn, Lifeboat Operations Manager at Tynmouth, said, "It was fantastic to see both Will Annell and Will Burton Jr. successfully pass their Tier 2 assessments. They've both worked incredibly hard to reach this stage, and to then have a real-life call-out during their assessment was certainly an added challenge."
Roger, 81, marks 25 years as Town Council Groundsman. When unexpected redundancy forced welder fabricator Roger Rance into early retirement at the age of 55, positive changes were to follow. He and his wife Christine upped sticks from their native West London to settle in Bovey Tracy and help out at their daughter's nearby pub. Soon after, Roger spotted an ad for a part-time groundsman with the town council and thought it might help supplement his pension for a while. He applied, and now, aged 81, he's still in the job, having clocked up 25 years and the respect of his colleagues and the community. "I know it's a cliche, but I've loved every minute of it," he said. "I brought my workshop with me when we moved, so I still do a little bit of that and have a stall at the Widdicombe Market every fortnight," he said. "It's only a hobby and I don't make any money out of it, but it's nice when a poker I've made gets sent to Australia or somewhere and things like that." One job that Roger is pleased has passed into history is getting up at 4 a.m. to water the flower displays. "You had to get up that early to avoid the traffic, and I did that for about 15 years, but I got too old for it," he quipped. Driving through town or emptying the bins, Roger is grateful to those people who wave or wish him a good day. "You do get some nice comments, and generally people are very complimentary about what we do, which is to be welcomed," he said. Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke said, "We're so grateful to Roger for his 25 years of fantastic work for our community. May he long carry on setting an example about the value of commitment and professionalism in whatever role we take in life, and to proving that service with a smile is always possible, no matter what the challenge."
Pedestrian dies after a 380 crash. Police are appealing for witnesses following the death of a pedestrian involved in a collision with a car on the A380 earlier last week. Police were called at around 4:30 a.m. on Thursday, August 13th, following reports of a collision involving a pedestrian and a single vehicle on the start of the highway between Torquay and Newton Abbot near to King's Kerswell. Sadly, the pedestrian suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead. The A380 was closed while emergency services and police carried out investigations at the scene. Police are now appealing to anyone who witnessed the collision or who has relevant information or dash cam footage to come forward.
Charity feels the heat as drought drives up costs. Last summer, the animals at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary site near Newton Abbot were grazing in lush green pastures. Now there's only parched earth and dried up stalks in those fields at Honeysuckle Sanctuary, so the horses and ponies are being fed on hay and haylage instead. Team leader Grace at Honeysuckle site said, "We're using almost as much hay now as we would in the winter, simply because the grass isn't growing. If the pastures can't recover before winter, we'll face months of additional feeding, increased mud management and further pressure on resources." This summer's record-breaking heat and drought have also driven up water bills. At Coombe Park, the Sanctuary's Education and Equestrian Centre near Totnes, the latest bill has risen from £240 to £1,661, an increase of nearly 600%. The site's rainwater tanks have been dry for months, forcing full reliance on mains supply. Horses are drinking more, evaporation is higher, and dry, dusty ground can worsen breathing problems, so water use has increased sharply. However, staff are finding ways to keep the animals comfortable and stimulated in the heat. The extra care includes sunscreen and fly sheets, sponging the horses down to keep them cool and ensuring that they stay hydrated. The charity said all the animals' needs are being met and their welfare is central to every decision. Leila Anstey, head of sanctuary care, said, "We're only able to respond like this because of the people who support us. Thanks to them, we can buy the extra forage and give our teams the resources they need to keep standards of care high. We're incredibly grateful to everyone who has donated, visited our charity shops and shared our updates or backed us in any way this summer. It makes a great difference to what we can do on the ground."
Public meeting over the village toilets. Residents are being invited to a public meeting to discuss the future of public toilet facilities in Sheldon. Sheldon Parish Council says Teignbridge District Council have confirmed that has no plans to continue providing public toilets in the village from April 2027. The District Council has instead invited the Parish Council to consider taking responsibility for the facilities. The meeting will take place at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September the 10th at Victoria Hall in Bridge Road. Residents of Sheldon and Ringmore will be given further information about the proposals, including how future toilet provision could be financed. Parish councillors will also invite feedback from those attending. The meeting is open to everyone, with residents encouraged to attend and have their say on the future.